Time to take our weekly look at some of the stranger news stories making the news in the last couple of days. You know, the traditional nativity scene sees Mary, Joseph, and some shepherds and three wise men gather to celebrate the birth of baby Jesus. But have you ever heard of the part where the camels run rogue? Well, that's exactly what happened in Australia when three camels escaped a live reenactment of the Bethlehem story to cause traffic chaos in Brisbane on Friday morning last. After opening the gate of their own pen, they were spotted strolling down Albany Creek Road in Brisbane. The cheeky animals are said to have stuck in their lane, but surprised motorists slowed down to ensure no accidents happened, with many posting videos of the bizarre incident on social media. Can you imagine? Not something you see every day, three camels in a row walking down the road. Our camels got a bit lost on the way to Bethlehem. Gladly, they're back safe and sound now. That's Bridgman Baptist Community Church posted on social media. People on social media found the great escape hilarious, with one person saying it had brought a lot of smiles to people's faces, and I bet it did. Someone went on to say, sounds like they couldn't find any wise men at the church, so they went looking elsewhere. You know, when the man known as the father of genetics turns 200, how do you celebrate? Well, by digging up his body and sequencing his DNA, of course. That's exactly what a team of scientists in the Czech Republic did in the latter end of 2022 to celebrate Gregor Mendel, a scientist and friar whose experiments in the mid-1800s laid the groundwork for modern genetics. Mendel lived and worked in the Czech Republic, and with 2022 marking the bicentennial of Mendel's birth, local researchers there, where Mendel remained something of a hometown hero, searched for ways to remember the man and honor the moment. Possibilities included a festival, maybe a scientific conference, or even a statue. Scientists wondered whether the founder of genetics had ever been subjected to any genetic testing. Now, you'd have to ask how Mendel would feel about being disturbed in his grave to satisfy the curiosity of today's scientists. But they said, we believe that he would be happy. We know he was very enthusiastic for all kinds of research. They also noted that just before he died, Mendel requested that an extensive autopsy be done. He wasn't against research on his own body. Even though Mendel knew nothing about DNA or the role that it played in the inheritance patterns he so closely observed, in all likelihood, he wouldn't have minded being a part of research, even after his death. Well, either way, he is now, says you. Well, forget flying cars. When scientists and sociologists in 1923 offered predictions for what life might be like in 100 years, their visions were more along the lines of curly-haired men, 4-hour working days, 300-year-old people, and watch-size radio telephones. That's according to Paul Fauri, a researcher and instructor at the University of Calgary, who compiles newspaper clippings of various experts' 2023 predictions 100 years ago. It's incidentally gone viral on Twitter since. Some newspapers predicted that the average person would live longer in 2023, though the exact amount kind of varied as to who you asked. One said the average lifespan would reach 100 years, though certain individuals could make it to 150 or even 200. Another cited a scientist to put the average at 300 years. Now, for context, the expected lifespan of someone born in the US decreased last year to 76.4 years, kind of going backwards there. The shortest it's been, in fact, in nearly two decades. In terms of gadgets, and we love our gadgets. 100 years ago, they said watch-sized radio telephones will keep everybody in communication with the ends of the earth. Pretty much hitting the nail on the head there. Some of the more interesting predictions involved a man called Archibald Lowe, the British scientist and author who invented an early version of TV and the first drone, among other things, wrote that the war of 2023 will naturally be a wireless war thanks to wireless telephony, sight, heat, power, and writing. How scarily true that was. In another optimistic look, mathematician and electrical engineer Charles Stenmetz predicted that people would spend even less time working. No more hard work by 2023, in fact, was the headline that blared that day. Stenmetz believed the time is coming when there will be no long drudgery and people will toil no more than 4 hours a day, owing to the work of electricity, the paper declared, adding that in his vision, every city will be a spotless town. Well, I don't know about that, but Professor Lowe concludes that it is quite possible that when civilization has advanced another century, mental telepathy will exist in embryo and will form a very useful method of communication. Professor Lowe, indeed an esteemed futurologist of his era, made many other and more accurate predictions about the 21st century, which included the rise of smartphones and dictation, contemporary department stores, the internet, and arguably British TV phenomenon Strictly Come Dancing. How's about that for one in the eye? Now, here's a strange one for you. Two people in Florida were arrested after one of them made a 911 call to get help with moving their belongings from a home that they were in the process of robbing at the time. Deputies had been searching for the male suspect after identifying him from security video as a burglar at a Dollar General store in Florida, where several items were stolen earlier in the day, the sheriff's office said in a statement. Now, while talking to deputies, the female suspect told them that she had called 911 for the purpose of having law enforcement help them move their belongings from the house they were in the process of robbing. They also wanted to get a lift to the airport so they could spend the weekend in New York, the sheriff's office said. Deputies did help them with their belongings and did give them a spin, but it wasn't to the airport. It was to the Poke Pokey, the jail in other words. The sheriff's office said in a Facebook post, they are welcome to stay there all weekend long. The Poke Pokey is much better than New York anyway. The male suspect was charged with burglary and theft related to the store and also burglary of a residence. The female suspect was also charged with burglary of a residence. Well, talk about one being born every minute, and as the Dunbelievables used to say in their Garda sketch.
You can't be doing that, lad.
You can't be doing that, lad. Certainly not. Here's a story with a bushy tail for you. Mechanics at a Florida car dealership said they were performing a routine oil change when they heard an unusual noise, which turned out to be, of all things, a fluffy bunny rabbit trapped in the vehicle's undercarriage area. But let them tell the story. This is Kyle French.
We were about ready to drain the oil. We noticed that there was a scratching noise from the bottom of the car. Yeah, it was a routine service that came in. We noticed that the scratching noise was coming from in this vicinity.
Brought out my phone and I see him and I'm like, oh, he's in the motor mount area.
We found a bunny. We didn't know who was moving faster, the bunny or our employee.
I don't know how he caught up with him because normally like a guy like me, I can't keep up, but like he caught up. He caught up pretty good.
The bunny was released outside of the door, back into the mulch, and Mickey went back to his bunny home.
Oh, sounds like all fun and games. The dealership posted the video to its Instagram page where it became a hit with followers. No bunnies were harmed in the making of this film, the video's caption reads. The rabbit was released outside the dealership and I'm sure lived happily ever after. And they are just some of the stranger news stories making the news this week.